the source. Plan the next move. Whereabouts? Don't forget the case of stout. Which only means that, dragging a crate of bottles between us, a rump parliament of old friends spend the lees of the night in a mountain cottage, swapping stories till cockcrow warns, then stagger home drunk as coots through the sleeping countryside. A gate clangs. I grope against a tentfold of darkness until I accept the animal shape of the hedge, the sphere of speckled sky, the pale, damp fields breathing on either side. The lane is smoothly tarred downhill to the humped bridge where I peer uncertainly over, lured towards sense by the unseen rattle of this mountain stream, whose lowland idlings define my townland's shape. I climbed to its source once, a journey perilous, through the lifeless, lichened thorn of McChrystal's Glen, a thread of water still leading me on past stale bog cuttings, gray shapes slumped in rusty bracken, littered with fir's white bone. Stranded mammoths, the water's thin music unwinding upwards till, high on a ledge of reeds and heather, I came upon a pool of ebony water fenced by rocks. Legend declared a monster trout lived there, so I slipped a hand under the fringe of each slick rock, splitting the skin of turning froth to find nothing but that wavering pulse leading to the central heart where the spring beat. So icy cold I shiver now in recollection, hearing its brisk, tireless movement over the pebbles beneath my feet. Was that the ancient trout of wisdom I meant to catch? As I plod through the paling darkness, details emerge, and memory warms. Old Donaghy raging with his stick to keep our cows from a well that now is boarded up, like himself. Here his son and I robbed a bee's nest, kicking the combs free. Our boots smelt sweetly for days afterwards. Snowdrop in March, primrose in April, white thorn in May, cardinal's fingers of foxglove dangling all summer. Every crevice held a secret sweetness. Remembering, I seemed to smell wild honey on my face. And plunge down the hillside, singing in a mood of fierce elation. My 7-league boots devour time and space as I crash through the last pools of darkness. All around, my neighbors sleep, but I am in possession of their past. The pattern history weaves from one small backward place. Marching through memory magnified, each grass blade bends with translucent beads of moisture, and the bird of total meaning stirs upon its hidden branch. As I reach the last lap, the 7th sense of drunkenness, that extra pilot in the head, tells me I am being watched, and wheeling, I confront a clump of bullocks. Inert in grass, they gaze at me, saucer-eyed, turning their slow surprise upon their tongue. Store cattle. The abattoirs of old England will soon put paid to them. In a far meadow, the corncrake turns its rusty ratchet, and I find myself rounding the last corner towards the black, liquid gleam of the main road.